Recently, the Baton Rouge Press Club called on Tommy Fauché from the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association to be their speaker. Kind of set the table for where we're headed. Well, followed up on that, I said, you know what? I want to share that information with this audience as well. So we welcome aboard. Tommy, how are you, man?
I am good. Happy Friday morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. Man, been too long. You're not on here enough. We got to get you on more frequently.
Well, let's do it. I want to talk to you if you want to talk to me.
Always. Always. Let's dive right in. State of the industry right now is what?
Optimistic. I think, look, we are rounding out a year that has been full of activity. I just was listing some bullets. I mean, think about 2024. Started with the Landry inauguration. New team comes to Baton Rouge. Multiple sessions throughout the year. A lot of issues in those sessions. Then you get ready for the entire federal campaign season, which was, you know, far from uneventful. Right. Then you have, you know, this special session in Baton Rouge. Now a Trump administration's on the way, and the year's not even over yet. But I think, look, I sit right here and I look at an incoming Trump administration. You know, you couple that with, you know, which is going to be pro-energy. We expect to see the administration, you know, take some steps in their early days that are aimed at making America pro-energy mm-hmm. and pro-oil and gas and continuing all the things that we know we need. And in Louisiana, when you take that and you put it with a you know, Landry administration, Governor Landry is pro-energy and wanting energy investments, that should spell optimism for us. And so we have a lot of work to do. It doesn't happen automatically just because the occupant of the White House changes. But there is hope and optimism for continued energy and oil and gas investment in Louisiana, and I'm excited about that.
How bad have we been hit over the last 4 years? Like, what's the state of the industry as far as, Donald Trump gets sworn in? Like you said, it's not gonna be an overnight fix. We're not all just be rolling in cash tomorrow. But how are we limping? Are we hurt? Are we just not able to run full speed? Like, if you were filling out an injury report like a football team, are we questionable, doubtful? Where are we?
Yeah, look, that's a great way to put it.
Thank you.
I mean, there are some things that are questionable
day to day.
But look, this is what I think. And as I too am waiting to see who the next thing's head coach is going to be. for the last 4 years, and this is a credit to the industry, in Louisiana and quite honestly around the country, industry has been doing its best to not lose ground, to find ways to continue to do what we know the world needs, and that's to produce low-carbon oil and gas, whether it's Gulf of Mexico, onshore, continuing to invest where possible. And so we haven't lost a lot of ground. Look, headlines like an LNG pause on permits that the Biden administration tried to do early in the year clearly was not productive, and the courts pushed them back on that. We saw a lot of negative action early on in the Biden administration towards refineries. And I would remind you, I was telling this to the press club on Monday, you know, gasoline prices were going up considerably as President Biden took office. He then turned around and wanted to blame refineries. And the case is, he had been saying in the campaign a year earlier that he wanted those refineries to go out of business. All that being said, the industry has continued to do what it does best, just be consistent and reliable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we kind of pivot going forward, I think because the industry has put itself in a good posture to weather some of that, that it will quickly start to respond. Look, we had the first ever lapse in the five-shore leasing plan for the Outer Continental Shelf in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, those, I tell people all the time, when you award a lease to an oil and gas producer in the Gulf of Mexico, it's 10 years from the time you award the lease to you actually have production.
Right.
And so we would not have felt the impacts of the last 4 years in this kind of anti-fossil fuel posture for many years to come. I think the industry has done its best to maintain, and you know, we'll try to make up and have the ability to make up for a little bit of lost ground because it has only been 4 years.
Talk with Tommy Fauché from the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Tommy, I want to get into I want to get away from oil and gas for just a second. I know that's literally in the title. Sure. But energy companies have diversified over, in recent years. For those that are, quote unquote, concerned about the environment, I don't think that diversification is going away anytime soon.
No, and, it was a question I received Monday. I think a lot of people assume that you have, this windshield wiper effect. You go from Democrat to Republican, Biden to Trump, and some people would try to equate that to oil and gas to not oil and gas and back and forth. I think the diversification, we have to remember why it's happening. One, there is an honest, consistent approach from industry to be part of the solution when it comes to reducing carbon emissions in our atmosphere here in the United States and around the world. The industry was committed to that prior to a Biden administration, will remain committed to that as the Trump administration comes into office. That is consistent. One, because we want to continue to do our part as an industry to improve the environment. And two, there is a market for lower carbon products. Consumers who shop at Amazon or Walmart or Target want products that have a lower carbon footprint. And it starts with the energy used to make a lot of these products. And that's what we do. We produce it. There have been federal tax credits that help try to incentivize some of that activity. Will some of this change as we go into a new administration? Absolutely. We don't know all of the details. Some things may look different, but I think the themes of continuing the federal government, continuing to work with companies as they try to produce more oil and gas so that they can meet the energy demands of our communities around the world, but at the same time, reduce carbon emissions, I think those themes will continue. They may look a little bit different. The administration may talk about them differently. But these are efforts to continue to improve the environment and efforts for businesses to continue to be successful. And we want all of that. And, I've said it on your show many times. When you look for a world that needs more oil and gas, that wants to decarbonize, then you should want and need Louisiana, because what we have found is that we are in the sweet spot of doing all of that. We can increase oil and gas production, and we can invest and create jobs because of the efforts to decarbonize.
Let's talk about the importance of energy independence here. And I've heard nothing but an embracing of all of the above from those in the oil and gas world. But either way, as long as it's bringing us around towards more energy independence, there are greater effects of energy independence greater effects than just the price at the pump. I mean, this goes a long way.
Well, absolutely. Just the last 4 years, and, we wake up this morning and we continue to watch change in the Middle East. We're watching activities in South Korea. I mean, you can, every morning, if you want to look, take a quick run around the world, there are issues that impact the global economy, and energy is a significant part of what makes the global economy move. Look, from a U.S. standpoint, I look at it two ways. One, yes, energy independence, and you will hear the Trump administration talk a lot of energy security. I think it is just that, the idea that you are not reliant on the world to meet the energy demands of this country. That's important from an economic and from a national security perspective. And so I'm confident that's going to be a priority. We've heard the president-elect talk about it considerably. On the flip side, there's also an American responsibility as we work towards, continuing to play the leadership role that America plays in the world of helping provide energy to the world. One of the more perplexing when you look at perspectives, when you were looking at the Biden LNG pause on new permits, was that it was coming at a time where in the United States and Louisiana was exporting natural gas via LNG to Europe to make up for what was being lost because of the war with Russia and Ukraine. A lot of European countries, rightfully so, stopped taking natural gas from Russia. And so the United States was able to fill that, which was good, because remember, the Europeans are our allies.
Yes.
So we will play. We'll play in both. We want energy security, American energy security, American energy independence. But then at the same time, we also want the ability to serve the needs of our allies, whether it be LNG or other forms of energy. And when we do all of that, that's good for our local and state economy as well. You know, we're producing a lot of natural gas in the Haynesville Shale in North Louisiana. Our LNG companies continue to invest across the coast of Louisiana. And so that's, you know, that's good here at home. That's good for our local and state economy, which, of course, is extremely important to us.
Not done with the conversation, but that's where we're going to call it just due to time. We got news breathing down our neck right now. I got to get you back on real soon because we didn't talk about the tax reform session. We didn't talk about how soon folks can expect to see, you know, any kind of change in oil again. So let's get you back on real soon. I apologize. We just ran out of time today.
Hey, we'll do it. Merry Christmas, Brian. It's always great to be with you.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Tommy. We'll talk to you very soon. I'll text you.